Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On today's wrestling news, we've got two huge returns on SmackDown.
The women's tag title tournament is finally starting.
We've got a new match for Clash at the Castle.
And just how successful was Ric Flair's last match?
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers. I'm joined by Gareth Morgan and Salty Sea Dog to talk all things wrestling. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of each of today's stories, subscribe to the channel, and links to each story is in the description. Click the timestamps and off you go. But first up, last night on SmackDown, two big old returns in the kind of main event promo spot. So the Bloodline was out there, obviously, of course it was, cutting a promo about Brock Lesnar, saying they hate him. What's happened?
No, I was just doing the point.
Yeah, doing the point. I thought you were telling me to
As
stop.
I was doing it, I was like, oh no. God's sake.
My dad.
Sorry.
Anyway, so the Bloodline were out there, we'll just keep going, saying that they hate Lesnar because he tried to kill the wise man, being Paul Heyman, obviously, by chucking him through the announce table, and Heyman wasn't there either. But then in the middle of it all, McIntyre's music hits, he comes out, he hypes up the Clash at the Castle, and just as he's about to go in and fight the Roman Reigns and the Bloodline, the lights kind of go a little bit dark, and Karrion Kross's music hits, and out he comes with hair. He's got hair. That's the biggest takeaway from all of this.
Oh, hell yeah.
He grabs McIntyre, he attacks him, he just smashes his head into the steel steps over and over and over again. He's obviously there with Scarlett as well, and at the end of it, she puts the hourglass in the ring, turns it round, and stares off with Roman Reigns. So Karrion Kross is back, and this is NXT version Karrion Kross, more importantly, is back in WWE.
As predicted by yours truly in his article and slash video of 10 people Triple H is going to sign for WWE. Yes, I put it in there. I mean, it made sense, didn't it? I'm quite optimistic about this because I think I was one of the few people that was really quite high on Karrion Kross when he was in NXT and I was doing NXT ups and downs. I know a lot of people, he wasn't necessarily their bag, which is fine because he was just a big powerhouse, really just throwing people all over the shop, which wasn't necessarily what NXT had grown. Well, what a lot of people loved about NXT, do you know what I mean? The super workers, yeah, and everything else like that. He wasn't really a reflection of that. But I think he works in this sports entertainment, like larger than life environment. Him and Scarlett together is the key thing, not just on his own.
Yeah.
I think Drew McIntyre said,
no mask.
Yeah, no, that exactly. I think Drew McIntyre went on Twitter after this and said, oh, did I just get jumped by the guy who was wearing like bondage gear last time he was in wrestling? Which, yeah, you did, buddy. Yeah, you did. And then Matt Cardona put something on there like, how dare Karrion Kross shave his head for most of his life when he's got that full head of hair that he could have just been sporting? That's neither here, nor, neither hair, nor there. Wait,
hey. But I think this also reports from Fightful about like a pitch for Kross and what he's actually going to be doing going forwards. And apparently it's been pitched to have Kross go after just one of Roman's belts somehow. Not kind of pitched how exactly they'd do this, but that's a pitch that exists there. But there's also mentioned within this report that USA really want a world title back on WWE Raw because Roman Reigns doesn't appear often enough for them.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see where this is going, but it feels like big things going straight in for Karrion Kross and going straight in facing Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre is, it's a big push.
Yeah. I feel like he had a lot of love for Triple H. I think he was looked after quite well when he was in NXT. He had nothing but good things to say about him when he left. So it makes a lot of sense. We needed a refresh in this main event scene right now. And I think Karrion Kross just offers that. But speaking of things being refreshed somewhat, finally, it looks like we're going to get a Women's Tag Team Championship Tournament. You know, the one that was pitched and promoted months ago and never happened. It's happening. Yeah. Great. Because Adam Pearce went on Twitter and he said, it's official. And he kept saying, it's official, because it's now official that this is going to start happening on Raw. And I think he said, as I'm saying this, women's teams are forming. As he was delivering it, it was like, teams are now assembling with the news of this in mind, which is cool, I guess. Okay, we're going to see some more just thrown together alliances, but whatever. As long as we're getting this tournament, it is going to be starting on Raw. No exact news which teams are going to be in it yet, because like Pierce said, they're currently being forming as we speak. So on top of this, it was noted on SmackDown. They said on SmackDown that that the tournament's going to be going down, and I feel like my favourite for this straight away has got to be Dakota Kai and Io Shirai. Why not?
It has to be.
They are the standout favourite. I mean, outside of that, maybe you do have Sasha Banks and Naomi suddenly appear to return, like they are being touted to be returning to WWE. You just do that as a last minute surprise, but it's there, isn't it? Kai and Sky, give them those belts.
Yeah, absolutely. If they do somehow manage to get Sasha Banks and Naomi back for this, that would be very interesting, especially if they had them in different sides of the brackets and that was the finals. I'd be down with that. But yeah, it's got to be Dakota Kai and Io Sky. I was trying to think, like, earlier about other teams that could be in this. Obviously, we've got Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. together. And Natalya and Shayna Baszler still sort of a thing.
Yeah, but then Shayna did a thing.
Shayna has other
things. So I don't know. I mean,
I can't, like, there's not a huge amount more.
There's a few people down in NXT you could maybe.
There is a few people down in NXT.
Bring on up is my suggestion for that.
We shall see. But the biggest thing is at least they're actually doing something with this. And I trust this whole process far more under Triple H than I ever would under Vince McMahon. Let's face it, the things he's already done for the women's division are quite huge, and hopefully this is a step in the right direction. But speaking of a step in the right direction, we do have a new opponent for Liv Morgan that was announced on SmackDown last night. Now,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The whole Liv Morgan thing might not have been a step in the right direction, especially the stuff that happened at SummerSlam, because the crowd was not on her side for the first time in, I think, forever. Somehow they've somehow managed to ruin this. There were like "you tapped out" chants and a lot of boos as she was in the ring, but she did have a good line where she said, like, yeah, I get it, I appreciate you for calling me out on my stuff. She had an arm brace on as well. She did have weird excuses about how she only thought she tapped out after the ref had already counted to three.
Still tapped out, Liv. It's not great.
Yeah. Like, I get why they'd want Ronda as a heel, but Liv really, really needs a good showing. But who will she have that good showing against? There was a gauntlet match. Obviously, Sonya Deville came out to have a go at Liv Morgan right as she was doing a promo. But that led into a gauntlet match. So Sonya Deville beat Aaliyah in the first match, and then Raquel Rodriguez came out, and she beat Sonya Deville and went on a tear and beat everyone. Yeah. She beat Shotzi, she beat Xyla, she beat Natalya. But Shayna Baszler was the last person out there, and she beat Raquel Rodriguez. And so it will be Shayna Baszler versus Liv Morgan at Clash at the Castle. I like this. It's a fresh new match. It's something we've not seen in ages. They really need to rehab Shayna Baszler because she has been ruined over the last couple of years. But yeah, biggest thing for this, the top of this, Liv needs a really good showing in this match because the way the crowd is reacting to her, this championship run is not going well.
Yeah, and it makes that belt very interesting for me straight away because I think if this was Shayna Baszler from, I don't know, a month ago being thrown into this position, you just think, oh, straight away, Liv's going to, like, run through her, but, like, win the match. Like, you just can see that coming. It's just going to be a placeholder until Ronda comes back or something like that. But now that you've got Trips at the wheel, I've got a lot more faith in Shayna being presented as the absolute all-out badass that she was in NXT. Yes. This could be the second coming of Baszler. Maybe she'll start biting people again and bleeding all over the... No, we don't want that. No, let's not do that. But I think it could be a great showing for both of them. I think you can trust that Baszler can really... I think just the idea of Baszler choking the life out of Liv Morgan, you've got this like baby face dread and terror, like running away like, please don't kill me. And then you've got Shayna Baszler just being an absolute menace. And then like Liv having to conquer her fears to take over Baszler at the end. I think it's there. There's definitely some chemistry to go out there and it could be very interesting. But speaking of things that were very interesting that happened over the last couple of weeks, we had that Ric Flair last match, didn't we? And that was that was something.
But it was interesting to say the least.
Yeah, there's a lot of whatever like side you fall on with the whole Ric Flair thing, there's one thing you cannot argue is that it was a bit of a success, to be honest, because looking at what the Wrestling Observer Newsletter had to say about it when it comes to its gate and its all-round like money that it managed to bring in, it did really well because, as Dave said, it was a big success with the show receiving between 20,000 to 25,000 pay-per-view streaming buys and 4,200 purchases through cable TV buys. And that's without any real promotion through TV because a lot of the promotion was going down on YouTube, social media. So that is very impressive out of the gates. But on top of this, and this is a quote, it is now the second biggest independent pro wrestling show in the US of modern times. And the top spot obviously belongs to All In. That was in 2018. And yeah, that was obviously a massive success and it led to a whole company being formed, so that was pretty damn big. So that's official, confirmed. Ric Flair's new company will be no, that's not happening. The Observer also said that it was the second largest indie gate ever in North America. Obviously, it came second to All In again, but this one managed to bring in $448,502, and that was with the 6,800 fans. Even though it wasn't a sellout, that was that many fans that came in to bring in that money. So whatever way you kind of slice this, it did well. It's not the kind of thing that you could probably go out and really do every year because we can't be having Ric Flair's match, like last match, every single year. But there's been talk of maybe doing a different legend every year, things like that. I don't know necessarily if I'd be that keen to see like the likes of Bret Hart and Mick Foley have one last match, people like who were in the front row at this match. But there's definitely something here. It was a success. Like, what more can you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And this was after it obviously got moved out of its original like venue because it sold that out far too quickly. And they were like, well, there's more money to be made here. Let's move to a bigger place. So yeah, absolutely 100% a success. And if you've not had enough of Ric Flair in wrestling, then have we got some good news for you? Because he's going to be managing Andrade down in Mexico. He will never... Yeah. ever hang up those notes.
No way. I love the way he delivered that on Twitter. He was like, we're back at it again, the dirtiest players in the game. And everyone's like, sorry, what?
This is not an actual match. He's just managing for now.
Yeah, for now. For now is the key phrase there, for now.
But moving over to your Twitter questions to end the video. The first one of the day comes from, where is it? Here we go. Mark Smith. Who, tying into the sort of Karrion Kross rumours, says, what an interesting way for WWE to split the world belt be to do a two-falls triple threat match, much like when Kurt Angle lost the IC and Euro titles without ever actually losing them.
You see, I prefer that a lot more than just, hey, Drew McIntyre, your match is actually only for the WWE title because you don't deserve the other one. Like that, just it feels really contrived. Yeah. Not a big fan of that. But having an actual competitive thing where it's like, okay, there's even more like of a chance to come away with a belt and you're stacking the odds even further against Roman Reigns because of maybe something that he does. Like, try and tie it into the story. I think it'd make for a rather compelling match as well if you had, like, Karrion Kross in there. Like, well, Drew McIntyre obviously wants to get his hands back on Karrion Kross after being beaten up by a guy who used to wear gimp stuff. So, I think, yeah, I think I'd be quite open to that, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, I really like this as an idea. I think Drew, Roman, and Karrion Kross would be a really good team to do it with as well. And I just think, like, if the first falls for the WWE title and like Karrion Kross, Prince Drew, for example, mm-hmm. and then just Roman going absolutely nuts at the end of the match when he realizes what's just happened, and then like just destroying everyone to keep his little precious Universal title. I think that'd be a really interesting way of doing it.
And it kind of really needs to happen as well. I'm getting a bit fed up of not really seeing my world titles.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. The next question comes from Gary Blackwood. It says, do you think with Vince out, we may see the return of awesome-looking pay-per-view Titantrons?
Oh, I didn't know where we were going there. That's okay. Awesome-looking...
Neither did I, it seems.
I think we could. I mean, Triple H has shown, I think, in NXT a few times that he's quite willing to just throw in some sets every now and again. We had the In Your House stuff come back. We had I really like the three X's that they had for, it was NXT TakeOver 30. We had that just simple stuff like that. I'd be quite happy to see that again. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it seems like the game likes the sets.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to see this. I think it's been missing for a long time from pay-per-views because it just makes them feel that little bit more special. Even if you just did it for, like, obviously they do it for WrestleMania all the time, but if you just did it for, like, half of them or something, just to make them stand out a little bit or something, or maybe like the themed ones, you've got obvious stuff that you can tie in and do there. And yeah, 100% bring back the Backlash swingy thing.
Oh yeah. I mean, it can't be that much more expensive than having a massive LED screen there every day. Like, I don't know.
True.
Like, it's just material. I'm very naive, I don't
we'll
care.
See. Hopefully though, because I really miss it. The final question of the day comes from Arnav Gupta, who says, good morning. Seeing as how Triple H is back in power and how NXT could also change back to according to his vision, like going back to NXT 1.0 possibly, could NXT be involved in Survivor Series going forwards?
Huh. So in theory, not that theory, I like that. I think that could be quite fun. Like having some like Bron Breakker come in and just have like a three-way with Roman and whoever maybe has the WWE title, stuff like that. Or maybe having Carmelo Hayes come in and have like an exhibition mid-card title match. We saw that happen a couple of years ago. That'd be great.
Tony D'Angelo leading a 5-on-5 team.
That'd be fantastic. But then if people who haven't necessarily had a lot of, let's say, reps on NXT television get thrown into there with people like, I don't know, Walter... It could be quite nasty, couldn't it? So, I don't know. I mean,
interesting.
I'm tentatively curious, morbidly curious for some of the scenarios. But I guess, like, make NXT feel big again. I think that's what that would do if you put them into the mix. So, why not?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Like, when it did happen and it was NXT versus Raw versus SmackDown, like, that actually made that Survivor Series stand out for the first time in a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
And it led to the great moments with like Keith Lee in the 5-on-5 match and things like that, and some fantastic matches on that card. It was just a much more interesting level. However, NXT as it currently is nowhere near what NXT was back then with the amount of talent and stuff. I'm not saying it couldn't be like that again at some point. It's just, maybe if it's just full on NXT 2.0, maybe keep it as NXT 2.0.
And above all else, I just want to see Shawn Michaels leading the charge on a multicolored tank. Why not?
Okay, yeah, 100% bring NXT 2.0 to the main roster. Let's do it. That was today's news video. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want, you can follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Like I say, make sure you subscribe to the video. Comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, including whether you want to see NXT 2.0 at Survivor Series. And what else did you do? Like the video and watch all of our videos.
Yes,
all of them. Every single one. Go watch them right now. And have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.